This week we read Parshas Tzav. It's also Parshas Poro, the third of the Arba Parshias. We read about the Tara of the Bnei Yisrael, somebody who's Tumas Mes, what they would do in order to, you know, to become Tahar. We know when it starts, the Parshas Poro, it starts off with the Zeis Kukas HaTeiro, which means this is the Chukah, the Chayk of Teiro. And the question is, why does it say Zeis Kukas HaTeiro when it should have said Zeis Kukas HaPoro? That this is the Chukah of Poro, of the Paraduma. Similar to how we have with the Korban Pesach, where it says Zeis Kukas HaPesach. Here it doesn't say Zeis Kukas HaPoro, it says Zeis Kukas HaTeiro. So it says when Moshe Rabbeinu found out about Tumas Mes, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how's it going to be, how's there going to be any Tahara from Tumas Mes? And Hashem didn't answer him. And Moshe got, it says, his face turned colors. Until finally he got to Parshas Kukas, Hashem told him Zeis Kukas HaTeiro. What's the issue? The idea of Misa, of death, is where the Neshama separates from the Guf. The soul separates from the body. In Ruchnius, in a Ruchnistic way, that means where a person is so disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is Atem Advekim V'Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Chamayim. Attachment to the Eibishter, to God, to Hashem, is Chayim. Detachment is Mavas. So, when a person gets to the point of the totally detached, it's a misaruchnius, it's a spiritual death, which is also what the connection between the Paraduma and obviously the Egel Hazav, which it came to be Machaper, where the Yidden abandoned Hashem, and he served the Egel Hazav. So Moshe was saying, how's a person going to come back to life after that whole element? And finally Hashem tells him, Zeis Chukas HaTeiro. What's Zeis Chukas HaTeiro? Chukah. Chukah, you know, there's three types of mitzvot, Eidos, Mishpatim, Chukim, mitzvot that we understand why we do it, mitzvot that there's an explanation for why we do it, there's mitzvot that we don't understand. And the ultimate element of not understanding is with the mitzvah of Par Adum. The idea of Chayk, Chukah, also comes from the word Chakika, to engrave. Engrave, that there's forms of writing where you put ink on paper. You put ink on paper, even though it's attached, you can ultimately erase the ink from the paper. When letters are engraved into something, the lettering and the substance have now become one. They cannot be removed one from the other. Hashem was telling Moshe, but every year there's an Indian of Chukah. There's an Indian of a Yiddishkeit, the Nekudas Hayados, the core part of a Jewish person that always remains. It's not something that the person can lose like ink on a paper, but it's an engraved element. It's part of that person. And that engraving, that connection, the eternal connection that a Jewish person has with Hashem, and that Zeis Chukas HaTeiro that we have with Teira, that can bring a person back to life. Good Shabbos.